So I'm here with Davo after a 1-1 draw in the league at home to Bedford Town. Probably on reflection, Davo, a draw, a fair result, nursing quite a few injuries again and a bit of a patchwork side. So you must be delighted with a point.
Yeah, really pleased with a point. It's, in many ways, it's a good a point as we've had this year. That might sound a bit silly in a way because, you know, Bedford are in and around us and stuff. But in light of the injuries, you know, no team can cope with six or regular starters not playing or not available or injured, and let alone us who are a small squad anyway. So it's been very, very difficult. We've got lots of games coming up, thick and fast. And, you know, to get a point in them circumstances and late on, and the way that we battled was absolutely first class. So, yeah, really, really good point.
And first half, I mean, I might be a little bit unfair, but it felt like it was more one-way traffic in the first half. They had quite a lot of the play. I don't think they necessarily hurt you too much, apart from obviously the penalty and a great save from Ryan Price again. But majority of the first half was them, and you must have been quite pleased to go in at the break 0-0.
Yeah, delighted with the penalty save from Pricey. I thought the penalty was a bit harsh, you know. Arm balls hit me on the arm and the ref's given it, but, you know, these things happen. Pricey does what he does, which is make good saves, and he did that. Other than that, no, I don't think they did a lot. I mean, anyone who's watched the game, they are a big, powerful side. We spoke to Egham on Tuesday, and they said they got bullied by Bedford, and Egham are a big side themselves. So, yeah, that says everything you need to know about them, that Egham got bullied, and, you know, they were trying to do that to us. I mean, I don't think I've played against a team that bombarded into you as much as that, every angle they can. They're launching it in with their throw-ins and bodies flying at you. And bearing in mind, we are not the biggest side, not the most experienced of sides, and, you know, we needed the lads to become men today, and I thought, by and large, that's what they did. I was pleased with that, and you're right, it was good to come in level at half time. I thought, you know, we were relatively content with that. We thought it was going to be difficult in that second half. The wind was a bit swirly, and it was didn't really help either side, really. But if you're a side who likes to try and play football against a side who are a bit more balls, you know, launching balls into boxes and stuff, it doesn't really suit the passing team. So that affected us today. Didn't really ever get going in terms of our performance, passing and moving. But yeah, we didn't. We really did graft, and you know, that was the same in the second half.
Yeah, and you say about the second half, bit of a strange second half from their perspective. I mean, they obviously went a goal up quite early in that second half. Not a bad strike by the lad, but he had a bit of room on the edge of the box, which he probably shouldn't have had. And then they didn't really cause you a problem after that. As you say, a lot of long throws, a lot of set plays. Didn't really cause you any problems. It looked like you did well to stay in the game. And at the minute, as you always do, you look like you've got goals in you. And sure enough, Chalky pops up in the box and has a good strike, and the keeper parries it, and Josh Francis is following in for 1-1. And with 2 or 3 minutes left, you must feel that you've done a job, and then you see it through to the end.
Yeah, exactly that. I thought the boys done a great job defensively to stem the flow. You know, they were obviously throwing men forward and trying to sort of smelling blood and trying to get that second goal, and you know, we needed 3 or 4 good interceptions defensively to stop that. It's all about staying in the game sometimes, you know, even when you're not playing so well, you need to stay in the game, and that's what we did. Disappointed with their goal. It was a good strike from the lad, but it was preventable from us 3 or 4 times. It could have been prevented. But yeah, you know, we dug in, we kept going, we never gave up, made a couple of changes. Jack Howard come on, did well. Craig Stanley come on, did well. Just to freshen it up, and we got what I thought we deserved for our effort. I thought, you know, we warranted the equaliser, and we got it, and yeah, I was really pleased with it. It's a good finish from Josh Francis. A bit of pressure on him. I know it's a tapping, but you have to get it down quick and slot it in. And I was really, really pleased for him and really pleased for us with the point. And after that, we could have even nicked it, which would have been harsh on them, to be fair. But, you know, we could have nicked it. So, all in all, it's a fantastic point for us. And, you know, everyone's really pleased with it. I'm really proud of the lads for the performance.
And again, start of another big week in terms of games and a run of games. Obviously today, backed up by an away trip to Egham on Monday, backed up by a cup quarter final on the Wednesday, and then following Saturday again. So another four games in a week, and it is tough at the minute. And when you're carrying five or six injuries, you must be praying or hoping that you get through every game without picking up any more.
Yeah, I mean, every single game when a lad goes down injured, I'm straight over there. Well, you're all right. Just trying to nurse them through. And the lads that are so-called fit, in inverted commas, they're not necessarily fit. We're playing a lot of players that are carrying niggles and stuff. And we just got to keep battling through it. You know, the weather's killed us in terms of having to play so many games, quick succession in the cups, which is a shame. You get into good rounds of cups and you have to force them in, and it becomes a chore to play in a quarter final, semi final of a cup. It's just ridiculous, really. But you know, we'll keep battling away. It's the price of success, as they say. We'd rather have them, I suppose. Well, not suppose. We definitely would rather have them than be out of them, I suppose. So, you know, we'll look forward to it. We'll deal with Egham first. That'll be tough. They're still gunning for the title, and I'm sure they'll be wanting a bit of revenge for the other night. And we know that that'll be tough. They're a good side. We played really well to get the win, and we're going to need to be right on our game on Monday. Hopefully we can patch some lads up and see how we go.
And any final thoughts on Bedford? I mean, they were not much change, but there was certainly a change from when you played them at their place earlier in the season. Big physical side. They didn't, without being disrespectful, they didn't look like they had much more than being big and physical. But I would imagine they'll pick up some results doing that in the league.
Yeah, they will, definitely. They're a good club. Bedford are a good club. You know, we went down there, they gave us some great hospitality. It's a good football club, and I've no doubt that come next year they'll be more of a force than they've been this year. They've got some good players. Griffiths up front, you know, he's been around the block, he's played a lot of football league games. It's no surprise that he's a threat for them, and they had a few threats. So, yeah, good luck to them, and we'll look forward to meeting with them again next season.
Well, congratulations on the point today, and best of luck for the next week of fixtures.
Cheers, mate.